This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and our deeds. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, servant and messenger. Whomever Allah guides, there is none to misguide, and whomever Allah causes to go astray, there is none to guide. O you who believe, fear Allah truly as He deserves to be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam. O humanity, fear your Lord, who has created you from one soul and has created from that soul its mate. O humanity, fear Allah and say good, well-guided speech, and then Allah Azza wa Jal will make right your deeds and forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the greatest success. Brothers and sisters in Islam, know very well and be fully confident that the best of speech is the book of Allah Almighty, and that the best of guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that the worst of affairs are those which are newly invented in the religion, and those indeed are bid'ah, they are innovations, and every bid'ah is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the fire. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask you an important question, and I will answer that question by Allah's permission. Though the answer, as long as it may be, will never be sufficient to answer this question. This question is, who is Allah? Who is Allah? Do we know whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? I say, Allah. He is Allah. Ar-Rahman, the All-Beneficent. Ar-Rahim, the Most Merciful. Al-Malik, the King, the Sovereign. Al-Quddus, the Most Holy. As-Salam, the Peace and Blessing, and the one free of all defects. Al-Mu'min, the giver of security. Al-Muhaymin, the guardian, the preserver. Al-Aziz, the Almighty, the self-sufficient. Al-Jabbar, the powerful, the irresistible. Al-Mutakabbir, the tremendous. Al-Khaliq, the creator. Al-Bari', the originator. Al-Musawwir, the fashioner of forms. Al-Ghaffar, the ever-forgiving. Al-Qahhar, the all-compelling subduer. Al-Wahhab, the bestower. Al-Razzaq, the provider. Al-Fattah, the opener or the victory giver. Al-Alim, the all-knowing, the omniscient. Al-Qabid, the restrainer. Al-Basit, the expander. Al-Khafid, the abaser. Al-Rafi', the exalter. Al-Mu'izz, the giver of honor. Al-Mudhil, the abaser or the giver of dishonor. Al-Sami', the all-hearing. Al-Basir, the all-seeing. Al-Hakam, the judge. Al-Adl, the utterly just. Al-Latif, the subtly kind. Al-Khabir, the all-aware. Al-Halim, the forbearing, the indulgent. Al-Azim, the magnificent, the infinite. Al-Ghafoor, the all-forgiving. Al-Shakur, the grateful. Al-Ali, the sublimely exalted. Al-Kabir, the great. Al-Hafir, the preserver. Al-Muqit, the nourisher. Al-Hasib, the holder of accounts. Al-Jalil, the majestic. Al-Karim, the bountiful, the generous. Al-Raqib, the all-watchful. Al-Mujib, the responsive, the answerer. Al-Wasi', the vast, the all-encompassing. Al-Hakim, the wise. Al-Wadud, the loving, the kind one. Al-Majid, the all-glorious. Al-Ba'ith, the raiser of the dead. Al-Shahid, the witness. Al-Haqq, Al-Haqq, the truth. Al-Wakil, the trustee, the dependable. Al-Qawi, the strong. Al-Mateen, the firm. Al-Wali, the protecting friend or patron. Al-Hamid, the all-praiseworthy. Al-Muhsi, the accounter. Al-Mubdi, the initiator of all. Al-Mu'id, the reinstater, who brings back all. Al-Muhyi, the giver of life. Al-Mumit, the decreer of death. Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Al-Qayyum, the self-sustaining sustainer of all. Al-Mannan, the giver of favor. Al-Majid, the illustrious, the magnificent. Al-Wahid, the one. Al-Samad, the self-sufficient, the everlasting. Al-Qadir, the all-able. Al-Muqtadir, the all-determiner, the dominant. Al-Muqtadir, the expediter. Al-Mu'akhir, Al-Muqaddim, the expediter. Al-Mu'akhir, the delayer. Al-Awwal, the first. Al-Akhir, the last. Al-Awwal, the first. Nothing is before him. Al-Akhir, the last. Nothing is after him. Al-Zahir, the manifest. Al-Zahir, the one above all. Al-Batin, the hidden. Al-Mawla, the protector. Al-Muta'al, the self-exalted. Al-Barr, the most kind and righteous. Al-Tawwab, the ever-returning, the ever-relenting. Al-Afu, the pardoner, the effacer of sins. Al-Muntaqim, the avenger. Al-Ra'uf, the compassionate. Malikul Mulk, Malikul Mulk, the owner of sovereignty. Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the lord of majesty and generosity. Al-Sittir, the concealer of faults. Al-Jami', the gatherer, the unifier. Al-Ghani, the all-rich. Al-Mughni, the enricher. Al-Mu'ti, the giver. Al-Mani', the withholder. Al-Nafi', the benefactor. Al-Dar, the harmer. Al-Nur, Al-Nur, the light. Al-Hadi, the guide. Al-Badi, the originator. Al-Baqi, the ever-enduring and immutable. Al-Warith, the inheritor of all. Al-Shafi, the healer of all. Al-Sabur, the patient. My brothers and sisters, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we know Allah azza wa jal? Do we understand and fathom the meanings of these great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is Allah azza wa jal? Allah is He besides whom there is no God, the ever-living, the self-subsisting, by whom all subsist. Slumber does not overtake Him nor sleep. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth is His. Who is He that can intercede with Him? But by His permission, He knows what is before them and what is behind them. And they cannot comprehend anything out of His knowledge except what He pleases. His knowledge extends over the heavens and the earth, and the preservation of them both tires Him not. And He is the Most High, the Great. Who is Allah? Allah is the patron and supporter of those who have believed. He takes them out of darknesses into light. Who is Allah? Nothing is concealed from Allah, not in the earth nor in the heaven. He is the one who shapes you in the wombs as He pleases. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him. He is the exalted in might, the all-wise. Allah bears witness. Allah bears witness. Allah bears witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is a better witness than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He bears witness that there is no God but He, and so do the angels and those possessed of knowledge, maintaining His creation with justice. There is no God but He, the Mighty, the All-Wise. Who is Allah Azza wa Jal? Oh Allah, owner of sovereignty, you give sovereignty to whom you will, and you take sovereignty away from whom you will. You honor whom you will, and you abase whom you will. In your hand is all good. Indeed, you are of all things capable. You cause the night to enter the day, and you cause the day to enter the night, and you bring the living out of the dead, and you bring the dead out of the living, and you give provision to whom you will without account. Whom is Allah? And your God is one God. And your God is one God. There is no deity of worth worthy of worship except Him. He is the All-Beneficent and the Most Merciful. Who is Allah? He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. And when He decrees a matter, He only says to it, be, and it is. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Say, who rescues you from the darknesses of the land and the sea? When you call upon Him, imploring aloud and privately, if He should save us from this crisis, we will surely be among the thankful. Say, it is Allah who saves you from it and from every distress. Then you still associate others with Him. Say, He is the one able to send upon you affliction from above you or from beneath your feet, or to confuse you so you become sects and make you taste the violence of one another. Look how we diversify the signs that they might understand. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The story of Moses alayhi salam, when he came to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal says, and when Moses returned to his people, when Moses, peace be upon him, went for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, oh my Lord, show me yourself. I want to see you. Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Qala lan tarani, walakin anzur ila al-jabal, fa in istaqarra makanahu fasawfa tarani. Falamma tajalla rabbuhu
الجبل جعله دكا جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. So he came to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, O Lord, show me yourself so that I may see you. And he says, you will not see me, but look at the mountain, and if the mountain is stable, then you will see me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his holy self to the mountain, and the mountain falls in ruin. And then Musa alayhi salam falls and perishes, and he is taken unconscious. And then when he wakes up, he says, glory be to you, O Allah. I repent to you, and I am the first of believers. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only showed of his light your small fingers worth to the mountain. Just that much light, this amount of light, caused the mountain to fall in utter ruin, and Musa alayhi salam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fell utterly unconscious. Whom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Feel the greatness of Allah azza wa jal. Magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him as He deserves to be worshipped. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then established Himself above the throne, arranging the matter of His creation. There is no intercessor except after His permission. That is Allah, your Lord. So worship Him, then will you not remember? To Him is your return altogether. It is the promise of Allah which is truth. Indeed, He begins the process of creation and then repeats it, that He may reward those who have believed and done righteous deeds in justice. But those who disbelieve will have a drink of scalding water and a painful punishment for what they used to do, for what they used to deny. It is He who made the sun a shining light and the moon a derived light, and determined for it phases, that you may know the number of years and account. Allah has not created this except in truth. He details the signs for a people who know. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah the everlasting, the self-subsisting, the great, the magnificent. We can never, ever enumerate His praise. All praise is due to Him. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who else better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to describe His holy self? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, who provides for you from the heaven and the earth? Or who controls hearing and sight? And who brings the living out of the dead? And brings the dead out of the living? And who arranges every matter? They will say, Allah. So say, then will you not fear Him? فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ فَأَنَّ تُصْرَفُونَ. For that is Allah, your Lord, the truth, and what can be beyond truth except error? So how are you averted? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who forgives sins? Anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seek forgiveness for Him. He is the forgiving and He is the merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا وإمامنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين. All praises due to Allah Almighty, and may His prayers and blessings be upon the seal of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who is Allah? Dear brothers and sisters, we need to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah عز وجل says in the Noble Quran, it is He who sends down rain from the sky, From it is drink, and from it is foliage in which you pasture your animals. He causes to grow for you thereby the crops, olives, palm trees, grapevines, and from all the fruits. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who give thought. And he has subjected for you the night and day and the sun and moon, and the stars are subjected by his command. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who reason. And he has subjected whatever he multiplied for you on the earth of varying colors. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who remember. And it is he who subjected the sea for you to eat from it tender meat and to extract from it ornaments which you wear. And you see the ships plowing through it. And he subjected it that you may seek of his bounty. And perhaps you will be grateful. And perhaps you will be grateful. And he has cast into the earth firmly set mountains, lest it shift with you, and made rivers and roads that you may be guided, and landmarks, and by the stars they are also guided. Then is he who creates like one who does not create. So will you not be reminded? And if you should count the favors of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving, and Allah is merciful, and Allah knows what you conceal and what you declare. It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth, and sent down rain from the sky, and produced thereby some fruits as provision for you, and subjected for you the ships to sail through the sea by his command, and subjected for you the rivers, and he subjected for you the sun and the moon, continuous in orbit, and subjected for you the night and the day, and he gave you from all you asked of him, and he gave you from all you asked of him. And if you should count the favor and the blessings of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, humanity is most unjust and grateful. Whom is Allah? Allah is the one that the seven heavens and the earth and whatever is in them exalt him. And there is not a thing except that exalts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his praise. But you do not understand their way of exalting. Indeed, he is ever forbearing and forgiving. Who is Allah, dear brothers and sisters? He says, O people, if you should be in doubt about the resurrection, then consider that indeed we created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, and then from a clinging clot, and then from a lump of flesh, formed and unformed, that we may show you, and we settle in the wombs whom we will for a specified term, then we bring you out as a child. Then we develop you, that you may reach your time of maturity, and among you is he who is taken in early death, and among you is he who is returned to the most old age, so that he knows after once having knowledge, nothing. And you see the earth barren. But when we send down upon it rain, it quivers and swells and grows something of every beautiful kind. That is because Allah is the truth. Because Allah is the truth, and because he gives life to the dead, and because he is over all things competent. And that you may know that the hour is coming, no doubt about it, and that Allah will resurrect those in the graves. Who is Allah, dear brothers and sisters? We vitally need to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, that is because Allah causes the night to enter the day, and causes the day to enter the night, and because Allah is hearing and seeing. That is because Allah is the truth, and that which they call upon other than Him is falsehood. And because Allah is the Most High, the Grand, do you not see that Allah has sent down from the sky rain, and that earth becomes green? Indeed, Allah is subtle and acquainted. To Him belongs what is in the heaven and what is on the earth. And indeed, Allah is the free of need, the praiseworthy. Do you not see that Allah has subjected to you whatever is in the earth and the ships which run through the sea by His command? And He restrains the sky from falling upon the earth, unless by His permission. Indeed, Allah to people is kind and merciful, and He is the one who gave you life, and He causes you to die, and then will again give you life. Indeed, humanity is ungrateful. This is Allah Azza wa Jal. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور. الله أكبر. الله is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche within which is a lamp. The lamp is within a glass. The glass as if it were a pearly white star from the oil of a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow even if untouched by fire. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah presents examples for the people, and Allah is knowing of all things. Who is Allah? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us and then provided for us and then will decree death upon us and then will resurrect us. Are there any of the associate partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom they claim that can do anything, even a fraction of that? Glory be to Allah and praise from all that they associate with Him. Whom is Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us from weakness and then gives us strength and then decrees upon us weakness and old age. And He creates whatever He wills, and He is the all-knowing and He is the all-capable. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, I swear by Allah, He is the one whom we did not worship and give Him His deserved praise and deserved glory and deserved holiness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who tells us this in the noble Quran, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبَضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. They have not appraised Allah with true appraisal. In other words, they didn't give Him His due right. While the earth entirely will be within His grip on the day of resurrection, and the heavens, the seven heavens, the whole universe will be folded in His right. Exalted is He and high above what they associate with Him. Wallahi, we have not given Allah His due praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Himself, رَفِعُ الدَّرَجَاتِ ذُو الْعَرْشِ. He is the exalted above all degrees, owner of the throne. He places the inspiration of His command, His revelation, upon whom He wills of His servants to warn of the day of meeting. The day they come forth, nothing concerning them will be concealed from Allah. To He whom belongs all sovereignty this day. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِمَنُ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repeat this phrase several times, and who will answer? All will be dead. No one will be able to answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer His own holy self. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. To whom is the sovereignty humanity today, he says to Allah, the one, the prevailing, that day every soul will be recompensed for what they earned. No injustice today, no injustice today. La ظلم اليوم, la ظلم اليوم. Indeed, Allah is swift in account. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Allahu Akbar. Who is Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about His own holy self, it is Allah who made for you the night that you may rest therein, and the day giving sight. Indeed, Allah is full of bounty to the people, but most of the people are not grateful. That is Allah, your Lord, creator of all things. There is no deity except Him. So how are you deluded? Thus were those before you deluded who rejected the signs of Allah. It is Allah who made for you the earth, a place of settlement, and the sky, a structure, a ceiling, and formed you and perfected your forms. He formed you and perfected your forms, and provided you with good things. That is Allah. ذلكم الله ربكم فتبارك الله رب العالمين. That is Allah, your Lord. Then blessed is Allah, Lord of the world. He is the ever-living. هو الحي لا إله إلا هو. He is the ever-living. There is no deity except Him. So call upon Him. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call upon Him, being sincere to Him in religion. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Say, indeed, I have been forbidden to worship those you call upon besides Allah, once the clear proofs have come to me from my Lord. And I have been commanded to submit to Allah, Lord of the worlds. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. He, it is He who created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then from a clinging cloth. Then He brings you out as a child, then He develops you, that you reach your time of maturity, then further that you become elders. And among you is He who is taken in death before that, so that you reach a specified term, and perhaps you will use reason. هُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. He is the one who gives life and causes death, and He decrees a matter. And when He decrees a matter, He but says to it, be, and it is. Who is Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah Azza wa Jal, brothers and sisters, is the one who created us and guides us and gives us food and drink. And if we get sick, who heals us? Who is the one who heals us? Is it anyone other than Allah? By Allah, is it anyone other than Allah? The one who has raised the heavens without pillars. The one to whom belongs everything in the heavens and the earth and in between and everything under the soil. Is it anyone other than Allah that cures? Is it anyone other than Allah who then gives life and then gives death? Is it anyone other than Allah that we desire, that He forgive our sins on the Day of Judgment? Is there anyone other than Allah that you seek to forgive our sins on the Day of Judgment? Our mountains of sins, and we will go to Him on the Day of Judgment. Who do you have other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we stand before Allah azza wa jal, no one between us who will intercede except with the permission of Allah azza wa jal. Your deeds, your good deeds on your right hand. Your good deeds on your right hand, your sins on your left hand. And the fire is in front of you, the mountain between paradise and hellfire is thinner than a human hair. How will you then cross to paradise except by going over hellfire? وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ وَعَدًا مَسْئُولًا. By Allah, who will save us on the Day of Judgment but Allah? What have you prepared for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we will stand before Allah azza wa jal, there you will not have a mother, you will not have a father, you will not have a brother, you will not have friends, you will not have anybody, you are alone. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And every single person will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stand before Him alone. Do brothers and sisters, save yourselves. Let us save ourselves. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By Allah, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is the one. He is the one who gives life and gives death. He is the one who brings everyone back on the day of judgment. He is the one who says about his own holy self. He is the one who makes one laugh, and he is the one who makes one cry. He is the one who makes people laugh, and he is the one who makes people cry. He is the one who causes death, and he is the one who gives life. He is the one who created two mates, the male and the female, from a sperm drop when it is emitted. And that he is the one who will then give the other creation. He is the one who resurrects. He is the one who enriches and suffices. He is the Lord of Sirius al-Shi'ra. He is the one who destroyed the people of Ad and the people of Thamud and the people of Nuh and the people of Lut. He is the one who has given us of all of his signs. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also described by the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna Allah la yanam, wa la yanbaghi lahu an yanam." He says, "Verily, the exalted and mighty God does not sleep, nor is it been befitting of Allah to sleep. He lowers the scale and lifts it. The deeds in the night are taken up to Him before the deeds of the day, and the deeds of the day before the deeds of the night. His veil is the light. His veil is the light. The barrier between Allah and His light. This veil is light," and in another narration, "His veil is fire. His veil is light." In the hadith, he says, "His veil is light. If he withdraws the veil, the splendor of his countenance would consume his creation so far as his sight reaches." Allahu Akbar. If this veil is removed by Allah, everything in the world, everything in the universe will be utterly consumed, will be burned by the splendor and beauty of the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Say it with all sincerity. Say la ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Say it with all your heart. Say it so that your heart comes out of your chest. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. It is this word which will save us on the day of judgment. Nothing else by Allah but la ilaha illallah. It is the heaviest on the scale in the day of judgment. And it is what, if it is said sincerely and truly and genuinely, it is what will save us from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And it is the only key to paradise. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. مولانا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم نعوذ بك أن نشرك بك شيئا نعلمه ونستغفرك لما نعلمه. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها واجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك. اللهم ارزقنا لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. اللهم ارزقنا لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. اللهم أنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان، اللهم بارك لنا في هذا الشهر الكريم، تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، تقبل منا الصلاة والصيام والقيام والقرآن، اللهم آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وانت خير الراحمين، اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين في هذا الشهر الكريم، اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم ان عذابها كان غراما، اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك، وشفع حبيبنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فينا يوم القيامه، اللهم ارزقنا جواره في اعلى جنات النعيم في الفردوس الاعلى مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، اللهم بلغنا ليله القدر يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا قريب يا مجيب يا الله يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اعزنا واذل اعداء الدين، كل اخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم اربط على قلوبهم ليكونوا من المؤمنين، اللهم نسألك إلى بصرخات الثكالى وبدم الشهداء، اللهم كن لهم وانصرهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم إلهنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين، وأقم الصلاة.